Iggy here with Project Nerd on set for Project Lex for another special episode of the Nerdcast. I'm joined by cosplay legend, that's what we'll call you, Living Ichigo. Here,
really?
So. Why don't you give a little bit more formal introduction of yourself?
Well, hello. My cosplay name is Living Ichigo, but my actual name is Theodore. And yeah, I'm happy to be a part of this Project Lex. It's crazy, like, how big this is.
It's exciting.
It's, out, yeah.
It's been insane. And they're doing, they even have a Red One camera on set today for some amazing
it's impressive
video.
They're going to be doing some video today. I had no idea we were doing that today. So,
We saw, Kyle with the green arrow. They had some close-up shots of him pulling back the bow and everything.
Yeah, some action shots, what they're going for. I'm sure they're going to have action shots with everybody.
Yeah.
And some group mashups.
So. It'll be cool. So, we didn't chat. You didn't get to jump on the podcast yesterday.
Yeah,
so tell us a little bit.
Yesterday.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your experience so far, getting on stage, working with Adam and everybody else.
It's just exciting. And, you know, working with Adam, it's super, you know, I've worked with other photographers before, and, It was just simple with Adam. It's just like he knew what's going on, what to do. He had a lot of his information straightened out, like what he wants this character to do. He did all his research, and I did a lot of research myself too to make sure I knew exactly because
He kept y'all busy ahead of time.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure I knew exactly how to pose my character because I mean it's one thing to know your character and stuff, but it's another thing to be the character itself. So I want to make sure I get into like the role, even though it's like photography. I mean, today it's going to be with video, so
there's still
fun.
even with the photos, there's still a lot to portray for that character, the attitude, the way you carry yourself, I guess, in those images. So definitely makes a lot of sense. Big thing. So what do you think about the costumes? What's some of your favorites?
Well, favorites. The Lex armor.
His
armor is like ridiculous. He's standing in that. He's like 8 feet tall, 9 feet tall, just a giant mech.
And it's all held together by a pair of old Converse shoes.
I know. It's really funny.
Trade secrets
and
there.
And then, of course, I'm cosplaying Deathstroke.
Mm-hmm. Which like, awesome mask,
yeah,
too.
So, yeah.
It seemed like it was very hard for you to see out of it, though.
It's very hard to see. I have kind of... See, so Deathstroke's blind in one eye. So I'm, like, trying to see everything with my left eye. And that's where, like, the eye hole kind of is. But it's, like, you can't really see out of it, too. So it's just kind of hard getting around when I'm wearing the mask.
Who made the Deathstroke costume?
I forget his name. I forget the prop maker who did it.
Was it Lee or was it?
No, not Lee.
Okay.
We'll find out and make sure it's credited in the written part.
There you go. We'll make sure it's covered. So
yeah. So I just added him today because he added me. Because he does amazing work with props and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So like I actually when we're having the get together on Friday at the anime cafe.
Mm-hmm.
I was chatting with him for 30 minutes, just like talking about props, prop making and stuff
they build,
picking his brain and telling him what I've done and what he's done. And it's just like, wow, I never thought of doing this type of costume this way. Instead of using foam, you would use some type of plastic.
Yeah.
You know, instead of like Warbla, he uses this type of plastic. It's cheaper. He's getting more in bulk. So I'm like, wow, I should do it that way because making cosplays can be very expensive at times.
Mm. So... I guess with the Deathstroke costume, is this the first time you've worn Deathstroke?
This is the first time I've cosplayed Deathstroke,
okay,
yes.
Awesome.
Very excited because before Adam J. even contacted me about being a part of this project, before I even knew about it, I've been wanting to get to do more like comic book cosplays because I usually focus more on anime stuff. And I love comics a lot. A lot of people don't know that about me. Like I try to tell people, like, I love comics just as much as I love anime. It's just I kind of just got into the anime scene more because there's more anime conventions near where I live.
There's a lot more anime characters out there too, it seems.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite anime character to cosplay as?
I love Goku from Dragon Ball Z. It's just my favorite. It's just hilarious. I love that character, and he's like an inspiration to me because what he represents, you know, just the good and he's just a funny guy too. But
so was that what kind of got you into cosplaying, or was it just being inspired by those characters?
I got into
or?
Cosplay because a friend of mine took me to my very first anime convention. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know what it was. He got me back
got
into anime after I took a long break, just because what got me into anime was like Toonami. Like Toonami that used to be on Cartoon Network many, many years ago. See, I'm like going to be 28 this year. So when I watched Tsunami, that's when I was like a kid.
Yeah.
So like we're talking about 90s. And
90s kids. I think 90s. There's a lot of 90s kids here.
Yeah, there is. Well, a lot of people that watch anime now, they stream it online. It's like I watched it back when it was airing new episodes once.
And you only got it during that time.
Yeah, and it took forever to complete an anime series online on Toonami. It was like took years and years.
Yeah, but now we're bringing stream it back to back.
Now
to
you
back.
Can just like you can just like stream it. You can just like blast through an anime series on Netflix or Hulu.
Kids
and, like,
these days and their technology.
Yeah, they're spoiled. But yeah, they don't have it like us where we had to wait like maybe like 3 years before they like got to like the next like season 3 of an anime or something.
So I personally am not a huge anime person. I just never got into it. But we've got a lot of friends and a lot of people involved with Project Nerd that are, and that was probably their complaint through the 90s is like back when because they would air seasons in Japan and then it would take forever to get the pieces translated here. And it was, like, so annoying. And then now, like you said, that experience is gone. You can get it
a lot quicker. Just bypasses the dubbed anime and just watches it in Japanese now.
There you go.
Which you just get the exact feel of what the characters, like, what the show's portraying.
Yeah.
And, you know, some I like better in Japanese, some I like better in English. Like, Dragon Ball Z, I preferred the English dub. Other animes prefer in Japanese dub, like Bleach.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I've heard that a lot, though, that the Japanese track's better for Bleach. So
it's just because I think the dubbing now is kind of like toned down. Mm-hmm. Like they're trying to make it geared more kids.
Okay,
geared towards more kids and stuff. So like some of the anime's like really like graphic and violent.
And then it's like talking like it's so, no big deal.
Exactly.
Awesome.
So, but I was contacted by Adam J to do the project, and I want to do more comic book cosplays. Mm-hmm. And I was literally thinking to myself, which character should I do? And then I think at the time, their Arkham Origins was, like, announced. Or the game Arkham Origins and Deathstroke was in it. I was like, oh, like, I remember Deathstroke. He was a badass villain. I was like, maybe I should do that. And Adam contacts me. He's like, hey, would you like to be our Deathstroke? I'm like,
wow, perfect.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, definitely want to do Deathstroke. It's like, all right, I'll be a part of this. I'll help the Kickstarter project, get the exposure out there, the people fund it.
So are you like everybody else in that it's going to be impossible to part you with your costume now?
It's going to be difficult, yeah.
Because fight, like,
it's
fight
form-fitted
it off of you.
For me. So, you know, I think I might do the charity bid and actually bid my costume.
That's what I was wondering, if any of these costumes will actually still get away from any of these people here, because it sounds like everybody, even if they're not wearing them, is going to bid towards these costumes.
I'd like to have it just because I need a few more comic book cosplays involved.
You got a little fracture behind you.
Here we go.
John Deddy's joining us for another.
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late.
There you go. So we're talking a little bit. Well, we've talked some anime talk.
Yeah.
And then now about we're back on the conversation, which we had a lot yesterday, about not being able to be pulled away from your costumes.
Cool,
so he's going around the legal way of it and says that he's going to bid on his own costume while a lot of other people are saying he's going to steal it.
Yeah.
After yesterday, I've had a lot of bonding with this costume, and I think I'm ready to let it go. I want somebody else to share the love of Fracture. I actually think I'm not going to bid on mine.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's time to let it go and move on. There are a couple of... I might bid on the Arrow costume, because that thing is badass.
Yeah. And I'm still going to want the Joker vest. Although I talked to Lee yesterday after we podcasted about those badges, and he's like, well, we got a mold for it. We just drop it in there, and the thing's just individualizing them with the badge numbers and stuff. And I'm like, well, if you're giving them out to multiple of us, we don't have to have individual badge numbers. Just run them through.
Nice.
That could be a cool, like, cast memento. Like, we each get a badge.
And we've got to talk them into it then. So.
Gotcha.
So highlights of this morning so far. I know we, since we podcasted early enough, what's for both you gentlemen, what's the highlight so far for the entire weekend?
Fracture, you can tell us.
It was meeting Theo.
Oh.
No, not really. I don't know. There's been a lot of great things going on. We did our individual shoots. We did our group shot last night, which was so much fun and just so much epicness.
I don't know. There were so many of you. I didn't know if that stage was going to hold up.
Yeah, all of us on stage was like kind of crazy.
Yeah. And today we're shooting a cinematic trailer, which I'm very excited to do. We've got a guy on set named Bing. He makes awesome movies, and right now they're actually filming the Green Arrow portion of it.
they're watching it right now, and they all have grins on their face. I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been a lot of fun meeting amazing people. We actually just did a goofy Photoshop shoot in the back. It started with Cyborg eating an apple, and then Flash coming into frame, stealing the apple, taking a bite out of it before Cyborg even realizes it's gone. And then I'm standing next to Cyborg drinking coffee, and it's gone. So it's going to be a nice little, like, four-panel thing that we're doing
makes sense.
Flash.
Makes sense.
I think we got Superman over there now.
Yeah,
Superman.
Yeah, Josh is back there getting his single-person photos on black background.
In front of Adam J's traditional black background.
Yes, and, the traditional Adam J look.
Looks like Flash still has his apple, though. He still has Cyborg's apple.
Yeah, yeah. Steven, a.k.a. Flash, actually just kept the apple, and now he's eating it.
Yeah, it's mine now. Yeah.
No, he's wandering over here. He's moving awfully slow for Flash, though, I tell you what.
He's like, what are you talking crap about me over here?
We're just podcasting, talking about you. I told him about our little funny photo shoot.
Oh, I was wondering why you were talking about me.
We were wondering if that's the same apple you stole from Cyborg.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. All right.
It's delicious. It's delicious because it's not mine.
So so we just asked them. Well, actually, I don't know. Living Ichigo, what's the highlights of the weekend so far?
Just meeting everybody, like all the different people part of this project.
Yeah.
You know, it's been awesome.
It's getting some love from Fracture.
Before I even, got here, I didn't realize there was going to be, more actors involved, you know. So
yeah.
I was like, cool, meeting different people in the industry, because I traditionally know either photographers or other cosplayers, but don't really know many actors.
Definitely.
So it's cool to meet different people and share the experience with the costumes and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree. It's just meeting everyone. Especially because...
You guys all said the same thing.
It is.
It's a good, there's so many people involved. Yeah. It's kind of 16 people in costume, and then people behind the scenes working on this.
I was interviewing Adam earlier, and we were talking about that Lee and that group here. We're like, oh, we're just going to be here for a couple hours. We're just going to be here. And then they were here all day with everybody working on costumes. So, I mentioned the people behind the scenes.
And it's really fun because, I was already pen pals with, a third of the people here. I mean, Steven, Wade's Whittle Workshop, and Nightmage. I would talk to them almost, every other day. But we'd never actually met in real people life. And now here we are.
Oh, that's so interesting.
And the magic's gone. So
no, the magic. Now that we've met,
Lex has snuck over here too.
Oh, what's
to
up?
All right.
Hey,
I'm bald.
Yeah, he's got his bald cap back on today.
So much better experience today with the bald cap.
Better is an interesting choice of words. It's it's smoother. I'm used to it now. It looked really, really good yesterday, so I'm really excited to see what happens with it on today. About to don the armor one more time.
Yeah.
Not going to let Adam break it this time?
No, he most definitely will break it.
It's just going to happen. All right.
And he's off.
Well, thank you, Lex, for popping in there. He's going to get some armor on now.
He'll be getting his armor on and spearing Superman to death soon. So
awesome. Figuring out how to get up on the stage.
The one thing that I think has been quite the experience is these flash, the lights that are set up to go with the flash keep flashing constantly. Because so many people are taking pictures.
Yeah.
It's like Adam's probably like, okay, everybody put the camera on white.
I need my flash.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm here.
Oh, and Flash is here. Wow, there we go. I didn't even think about that. So all right, here goes the Lex armor much earlier today. That was a big hit on the behind the scenes photo of it, about 1,500 likes and plenty of comments.
A lot of people were just like, wow, you guys actually made it. It's
That
didn't look like it was possible.
I thought you were just going to take our 15 grand and do nothing.
I'm like, yeah, really?
Well, to be honest, that was the only costume that was made. Everything else has just been a party this weekend, so we're the ones breaking it to the people who funded it.
Yeah.
Adam wasn't going to tell anybody. We were going to try to Photoshop some images.
Let's recolor some movie stills.
Wow. So Erin of Project Nerd just sat down on the stage and she just stood up. So when you see, I'm telling everybody to look at my wife's ass, by the way. See her, the back of her, it's just dirt from
it's
top of the jeans down to the kneecap. And she has no idea at this point that it is that way. So.
Oh.
We'll find out when
she
turns
around. Would you try and put a smiley face on her ass like it was on your ass?
No, I know. So Adam, no, I'm not going to tell Adam to do that.
Okay.
Nobody tell Adam to do that.
Don't put it in his head.
No, yes, he will go for it. They are loving this video over here. I'm kind of getting jealous right now.
It's slow motion.
Damn.
Everything is better in slow motion. That's Kenny Loggins, would have us believe.
Just have her twirl on.
You're covered in dirt.
She's trying to signal.
Yeah, she looks away. She ignores me all the time. That's why we're married. Cyanide kisses here. Do you want to say hi? Plug your cosplay as well.
Do I have to?
No, you don't have to.
Yeah, I got it. Stop putting it in my mouth.
Wow, that's what she said, huh?
Yeah, she said it. You're an idiot.
So, what do you feel? So, as a cosplayer who's kind of not
working,
I guess,
at the moment.
You're working all weekend. You've been putting together costumes and fixing things, but of not having the pressure of going up on camera. What's the experience been like this weekend?
It's good. I get to run around behind the scenes, and like I get to help with all the costumes. I get to basically I get the awesome side of things without actually having to get in front of the camera, and so I don't need to worry about makeup or looking any way decent in my outfits, and I can eat whatever the hell I want.
You just have to glue pads to Steven's butt, right?
Basically, yeah. I've done makeup and everything this weekend, and like stitched outfits and stuff too, so it's like I've been in most cosplayers' crotches this weekend. Not many people can say they spent the weekend in like famous cosplayers' crotches. There. I have.
That's a bragging right, I think.
Yeah,
there.
It's good.
So, before, and I was just saying that too. Why don't y'all share with the so when we broadcast this, share your Facebook pages. So,
yeah,
Living Ichigo. So, tell them where they can find you online.
Okay, well, they can find me at pretty much all the social media, like online, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Even I have a YouTube channel, even though I don't really do many videos, but I still have one.
There you go.
I do some like update videos. Well, I mean, on Facebook, is if you just search up Living Ichigo, like that's two words, Living and Ichigo. So it'll pop up my cosplay name page. So
perfect. You have a cosplay page, or
I
just
do.
Awesome.
It is Cyanide Kisses Cosplay. If you just type in cyanide, though, you'll get like the cyanide and happiness page, and that's not me, though I wish it was.
Although it might distract you for a while.
It does. It's a good page. Yeah. It's a really good page. But I do have like a YouTube and stuff as well, but I link those all to the Facebook page with the Instagram and all
stuff,
that kind of stuff.
All my stuff's linked together.
Yeah, exactly. It feels like everything, if you're wise about it, runs through Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't use Twitter. That's why Jesse Eisenberg, Mark Zuckerberg, controls the world. Jesse Eisenberg. We mentioned that yesterday, too. Eisenberg as Lex, and it was funny when we saw a lot of the behind-the-scenes images go up.
Yeah.
They were, like, talking about how much better he looks than, it's better, more convincing than Jesse Eisenberg.
It's really, really good.
I think
everybody just wants an older Lex.
Yeah, it was an odd casting choice, to be honest. I was
is it official? Is it really? I mean, they haven't really
filming
yet.
But that's what they've, they said he's been casted as it, and
I wish
they picked Bryan Cranston to be Lex Luthor. I'm sorry.
He would have been good.
Bryan Cranston's Breaking Bad.
His whole bald head looking
he's
got like diabolical. The age lines and stuff.
To be honest, I'll get a lot of crap for this for Lex, though. But watching some animated series again with Lex, I think Vin Diesel could pull Lex Luthor off.
Vin Diesel?
Because when Lex is portrayed in the cartoons, as that kind of younger type attitude. That it's very Vin Diesel-ish. So
you're the first one to say that.
Yeah. Actually, I haven't heard
I don't
that
know.
Yet.
Go watch Justice League Unlimited.
Our Lex now has been walking around today trying to stay grumpy, so he's in character, but he's actually too nice. He's really
too
nice.
So we have I'm gonna derail us.
We have Deddy here. We have Deddy Cosplay.
He's gonna introduce us to a very special
Hey guys,
guest.
John from Deddy Cosplay here, and there's somebody that we want the world to meet.
Definitely.
What's your name?
Jesse.
And Jesse, why are you here?
I'm a backer for Kickstarter.
He is the highest donating backer for the Project Lex Kickstarter. And for that, he is actually getting to be a part of the shoot because Jesse is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anything you want to say to the people at home?
Not really.
Okay, then.
Okay, well, tell them what you think is going on here at the moment. How happy are you right now to be here?
I can't stop smiling. This is really amazing that's going on here. Everybody from all over the world, it's really crazy. I don't know what to say.
Is it like a wee bit better than you thought it'd be?
Yeah, definitely.
that's good. That's always good. Yeah,
so Jesse, what's your favorite costume around here?
Yeah, who
he's
would
really
be the one
he's really putting a lot of pressure on you, by the way.
Well, who are you fangirling over at the moment?
Fangirling?
Yeah. Which costume
but,
is
No,
like,
it's not fair. He has not seen Paul
Lex
dressed up as the Joker yet.
Lex is actually pointing guns at Jesse right now.
Although the Lex armor is going on right in front of Jesse's face here, so it's pretty impressive. So what do you think? What have you seen?
Impressive
any impressive costumes?
Yeah, I saw a picture of Lex on Facebook. Yeah.
That done it for you.
Yeah, he looked like he was 10 feet tall.
I think he ends up about 10 feet tall.
8 to 10 feet tall.
Yeah.
8 to 10, yeah. He's really, really big.
What do you got, Lex? What do you got? 10 feet when you got the suit on? No, you can't hear us? I don't know. They're trying to put a costume on and we're interrupting him.
So he's just pointing guns at us and not speaking to us.
Yes.
That's
basically Lex typical Lex.
Pleasant. Yeah.
So you're gonna be here all day hanging out with us?
Oh yes, I will.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I know everybody's been excited to meet you. We're all appreciative of your support, everybody's support on Project Lex. I know it was pretty cool to see this all come together, and I think you can verify from some of the behind-the-scenes images, some of the explanations here, that the image is really the vision that Adam had is being put together quite nicely this weekend.
It really is. It's amazing to actually see so many different people from different backgrounds coming together. It's like you see people that have expertise in, you know, sculpting, and some have expertise in sewing and all this, and you see them like jumping in when they think, you know, oh god, something's gone wrong, and you see them all just like jumping in together going, I'll help you with this. It's brilliant to see all these people from all over the world just kind of coming together basically and helping if there's like a costume malfunction or whatever.
Definitely true.
But I'm just really happy to be here. So
well, I don't know. Jesse seems like he doesn't want to be too much on the podcast.
No, I don't think people want to hear my voice.
They don't want to hear. They want to hear the cosplayer's voice.
They do.
That's why you force your voice out there, like me. So if I host the show, they have to listen to me to get to these guys. Everybody wants to hear Iggy.
So Erin's been following me around for 2 days, trying to get pictures of me behind the scene. And I've been hiding on her.
Wait till she stands up here again, Erin. Erin.
No, leave her there.
Stand
She's
up.
There. She's good there.
Look at.
Oh, Erin's got this rubble all over.
You know there's a lot of dust on that stage.
You've got rubble
on
your butt.
Ass.
Yeah. You've got a weathered
covered.
Bum.
Am I
ruining
everybody? No, but I love what was just said there. You have a weathered bum.
You have a weathered bum.
I
Sorry.
Love it.
It's
no,
like
that
an
is,
Irish thing or something.
That is my favorite thing I have heard all
weathered
weekend.
Bum. I say bum. What?
Uh-oh.
I see the spear coming.
Yeah,
okay,
the spear's getting taken to Lex.
Been picked up. That's pretty awesome. It's like, it's weird to see Lex is behind the wall in which Superman is getting his phone taken.
Can,
and there is a sneak attack
can
going
we
on
convince,
here.
Can we convince him to fight Superman? I wonder, too bad the wall. Well, I don't know. Maybe he could punch through it.
Please don't take down that wall. It took me like 3 hours to paint it.
Well, it's almost the end of the weekend.
That's true. It's like Friday was just a day. Everyone was covered in paint. You might as well have rolled in it.
Awesome. So they gave him the spear. So Lex has the spear. And Superman's waiting for Adam.
Chatting away with Wonder Woman.
Finished talking to Wonder Woman. So that's kind of, where's, we need to get Batman over there. We have the big three with Lex over there. That's really a setup.
Batman has gone to get changed, I think.
Yeah,
he was
is
here earlier.
Kevin Porter
he had
is
his
here.
Coffee.
Did you meet Kevin Porter yet, Jesse?
Yes, I did.
Super nice guy. On, like,
it's really sweet.
He was showing me around, introduced me to everyone.
Yeah, like
he's
nicest,
really,
nicest
really
Bruce
nice.
Wayne ever.
Yeah.
For sure. Josh, did you meet Josh as Superman?
Yeah. Oh, yes, just earlier he was carrying me.
No,
I had a little shoot. I was pretending to be Lois Lane.
Oh.
I was in his arms.
Of all people, you wanted to be Lois.
That was Adam's idea. So
was, oh, wow.
Of course it was Adam's
we
idea.
Need, I need to see these images. This is going to be impressive.
It's kind of amusing. Like, I'm looking over the stage at the moment, and it's like Cyborg and Flash are playing with their phones, and it's like Green Hour is munching away on pretzels, and Deathstroke is playing with a video camera.
That's definitely a photo moment.
That really is. It's like you don't really see that elsewhere. It's a wee bit funny.
I don't know if Green Arrow wants to share the food. Well, we have a whole box of pretzels here. That's the
Green
crazy.
Arrow. You're eating all the pretzels.
Quit hogging all the pretzels.
Yeah, there's 20 bags actually. 20 over
bags.
There. They're feeding us some pretzels.
Is
and
there
coffee.
Really 20 bags, or is it more like 18 or 19?
Well, now there's 18.
Okay. Because Green Arrow's eating a whole
eating
bag.
Them all.
I'm eating bag number 18. I'm eating bag number 18, and I've got a quarter of the way through. But once I get down to having a quarter left, I will give that last quarter to needy children.
Okay.
When he's all like sodium filled.
Is it going to be in the, it's going to be in the auction with the suit?
Somebody's auctioning off my suit.
Apparently.
We went over this yesterday.
Well,
he's gotten attached to the tights, I think.
I think so.
As Arrow, I can go and get another suit if need be, if that's what we're going to do. the thing is, tech-wise, I'm going to need to pull some things out because I don't want kids to get their hands on some of the things I've got going on here.
Oh, like your trick arrows and stuff?
And whatnot.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd rather have them some of the trick arrows than the regular arrows.
I quite like the punch and
I know. That's the one I want. I want to run away with it.
There's the Heat Seeker one as well. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Does it glow?
The wee lights on it. Yeah, it's got like green lights on it.
I haven't seen them up close. I'll have to check them out.
So that when it's flying towards my enemy, they see it coming. Oh. I want them to see that.
You want them to be warned that you're about to knock them out.
Yes. Awesome. So that they know that it is the arrow. And by the way, I love the fact that these are the straight stick pretzels.
Yeah.
And not those curvy, weird things.
Curvy, weird things.
No. Okay.
The straight stick ones because you can put them in your bow.
Exactly.
There you go.
You're going to start shooting pretzels.
Did I steal that from you? Were you going to go there with that?
That's where I was going.
I'm sorry.
And you happened to bring it a perfect cap to it.
The mind of a superhero over here. Mm. That's why we're here. So, Jesse, tell us what is... So, you follow the cosplayer. Are you a big comic book fan?
Yes. Both Marvel and DC. No bias.
No bias. All right.
It's a good way to be.
That's good. What about, have you checked out any of the DC Universe Online stuff that this is based off of?
Oh, no, I haven't gotten a chance. MMOs, you know, they take a lot of time, so I haven't had a chance to.
I don't even bother with MMOs. Like, you lose your life if you get invested in those.
Yeah.
So, the trailers are pretty cool, though. And you, speaking of Arrow, Kylie was just over there recreating some Green Arrow sequences, and now, this is what I'm excited for, Flash.
He's studying the Flash, so he has to do, like, the speed-up thing, and I can't wait to see
I know.
This
I want to see this finished. Is him running really fast.
I love his helmet. It's form-fitting. It meshes perfectly with his head.
It's like once it was sprayed candy apple red at home, we were looking at it going, oh, God, it's so pretty. We really don't want to ruin it. And then... Wade of Wade's World Workshop had to, you know, put the battle damage and stuff on it. And literally, he was near crying having to do that. But it looks epic. It really does. It looks really good.
It does.
It's like carrying that over in the suitcase. We were kind of hoping they would stop and check the suitcase.
I love the image
but they didn't.
Kyle over here recording a podcast and eating like the crunchiest food ever.
We were talking.
It was a creakly bag.
He had all
and
the pretzels.
It was pretzels. Just
that's all right. When we posted the first podcast on there, we put a little warning note. Said, we apologize for the extra background noise, the movement noise, but
it's
the podcast
really
is awesome.
Hey, this
anyways.
Is John from Deddy Cosplay again, by the way. Hi. No.
He just won't stay away.
He just won't.
I keep trying to go have
loves,
a life.
He loves the podcast.
I just want to be on the podcast.
The podcast.
I swear the microphones had pretty lights on them or something.
They're
you
shining
would think that I'm like an actor or something.
He wants to be in front of the mic or the camera, any of it.
It's like I actually see Wonder Woman and Superman are having their photo shoot at the moment. It's like seeing like the differences in height and all the actors and stuff is amazing. And it's like, just crazy.
It's really cool.
I feel like a midget.
It's really cool, too, because a number of these people that are associated with Bat in the Sun are known for their characters. But Meghan Marie is also well known for her Wonder Woman.
She really is.
So it was really cool to see her here as Wonder Woman.
This is, she was very excited to try on this Wonder Woman because it's completely different to her own.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't wait to have a go at it. And I have to say, the detailing on that outfit is mind-blowing. It's amazing. I had to dirty it up there yesterday. I had to put, like, some, dirt marks and stuff
it
on
hurts.
It from, like,
it
battle.
It was heartbreaking.
I know.
From battle. And I just really didn't want to scuff it. I was like, it's so pretty.
So Wonder Woman's always been one of my favorites.
Mm.
I mean, when you're a boy that's 11 or 12 and that's when you get into comics, you get drawn to Wonder Woman for some reason.
Oh, I
wonder why. So, yeah. So, when I saw that skirt initially, I was like, this is the most amazing thing I have ever seen.
It's
yeah,
so detailed.
And her sword is just so cool.
Yeah.
It is all fantastic. And she's done great Wonder Woman cosplays
really
herself.
Has.
We're talking about her other costumes. I really like her. What is like that punk damage one? The kind of modern one that she did.
Oh, yeah. I have to say, though, as well, it's like meeting her for the first time, I fangirled a little bit. Because I follow all these people online, and it's weird meeting your, you know, the people that you stalk online.
Well, she was the nicest person
she
in
really
the
is.
World.
Just,
like,
I so
like
nervous.
I came to her, I was like, hey, I'm a big fan. And she's like, what? Really?
She's amazing. She's one of the nicest people I've ever met.
The great thing about her, too, is that ever is the question, and even though it's, you know, the challenge of women in the geek industry, they always get... fake
we
geek
get
girl
a lot
or whatever.
Of crap. We do. We get a lot
she
of crap.
Is. She works for a video game company. That's all I gotta say. So she's geek through and through for sure.
It's like actually, no, to be honest, I see a lot of the females and stuff here actually are like they get a lot of crap as well. But they're I was like, we're just like everyone else. Mm-hmm. It's like I worked for Dublin Comic Con in Ireland.
Exactly.
Except for cyanide kisses. She was really mean.
I am. No. I'm lovely. I'm delightful.
I have scars that say differently.
She's delightful, and you will admit that on the air.
I'm sorry. She's a wonderful person.
Oh, you made me have to be so monster.
No, yeah, so exactly. Working in a comic convention, yeah. Video game company. Eve's a big gamer herself,
yeah,
too.
She
a big
is.
Geek.
Yeah, she's lovely.
A number of them. Not just the men here, but
yeah,
the women,
then
too.
Doesn't Liz do Xbox stuff?
Yes, yeah, she does.
Liz Katz. Who played Harley Quinn?
Yeah.
Sadly, she's not back today.
No, she had to go somewhere. But we got all of her stuff yesterday.
She's popular.
She
she's got
amazing.
You know, places to be.
She's in high demand. Yeah. Well, this is local to her as well, so this is like...
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in the area for her.
We're missing our Poison Ivy today as well.
And sadly, Green Lantern got sick.
Yeah, he had to go home.
Yeah, so
But we got all
out.
Our stuff yesterday as well, so that's pretty cool.
So that's another neat thing to kind of talk about. Neat, because that's a geeky word.
Neat.
But
that's swell.
Weathered bum. I still like that.
We say bum in Ireland.
We can't say half the words that you use.
I know. I'm sorry. I have a nasty foul mouth.
Anyways, sorry. I'm destroying this. But I've even forgot where I was going with it now. So
something was neat.
Something
was
neat.
Yeah.
People missing.
No. So we were talking. So it wasn't people missing, but it did trigger a thought when you mentioned Green Lantern. Because Steven, it was his first time cosplaying, and Kyle,
yes,
was Green Arrow,
it was
his first time as well. It's really neat that. Everybody here kind of fits their character, you
they
know?
Do.
And I got to be crazy with that with the villains, because you did mention earlier Lex
yeah.
is incredibly nice. I think a better way to put it is all the heroes, at least, because when you're walking, like in the background shots we have of Steven as Green Lantern, he is like Hal Jordan. He's just confident, but oblivious
yeah.
to the fact that he's like the superhero right here. So
he's just chilling out in the corner.
He's just hanging out, posing with his beef jerky and
pretzels.
Actually,
it was
stuff.
Funny. Yeah. My fiance Jessica and him most of yesterday were sitting in the corner just talking football.
Yeah,
because there's some sort of game
super,
today. I don't know what that's
superb
about.
Owl. Because
yeah.
I don't know if we're allowed to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the supper bowel or something
like
it's
that. I don't
know.
Yay, sports game. Yay,
sports game.
Something
ball.
With like
the big game, as most
ponies and
have.
Birds. I don't know what's going on.
Ponies versus birds. There you go.
And Living Ichigo is actually standing behind you eating pretzels.
That's more Theo's eating crunchy foods.
I want pretzels.
And
can
just
we,
randomly like caress me.
Plug the pretzel company so maybe they'll give us some money for the. Maybe they'll let us so we can buy
that bag.
The brand is.
There we go. Yeah.
That's it. Oh.
But it's like. Talking about characters, you know, fitting their actors and that kind of thing. It's like Kyle up there who's doing Green Arrow. He's a race car driver. So he's got this whole Playboy thing going.
But
that
he
Ollie
totally
has.
Is Ollie. Like,
that's
is.
What I was
going
to say.
So
it's,
he
wanted
needs
to.
A page. Let's keep. Actually, that would be a good thing.
Let's get him
comment
started.
Comment under or whatever. And it's like, you know, yell that you want Green Arrow to have a page.
We're
going to
start him
yes,
a page.
Let's all get Kyle. To
a
make a page.
We'll start him a
yes.
page and
we'll
just
start
invite
him one
to
and
be
make
an
him
admin.
An admin.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
exactly where we're
okay,
going.
Here's how we're going to do this. I'm going to make a page for Kyle.
Yes.
And I'm going to be the only admin. And then when he finally wants to be,
we'll
it. Make him earn it.
We'll yes. make oh, make him earn the admin role?
Force
oh.
him. Okay, we are getting a behind
the
scenes
Superman
picture at
Superman
the moment
looks,
of Superman.
We can make everybody listening jealous right now.
Yes, this is amazing.
Oh, we're looking through
home.
Some of that.
Oh,
oh
my
no.
God. That's
yeah,
Jesse being Lois Lane.
Oh. Jesse
okay,
was telling
hilarious.
Us about that.
That's
you
awesome.
Guys will see these soon.
Okay, so there was a picture where Superman wow. was holding a dead Jesse.
A dead Jesse, yes. Screaming.
Gosh,
God, those neck muscles are crazy.
Joshua Boltinghouse as yeah. Superman is flawless. No,
they suit their characters so well.
Yeah, that looks great.
No, that's
no,
great.
Well,
yes, how dare you butt in on the podcast for the project that you created.
Yes, how dare you butt in on your thing.
Speaking of... Superman and Wonder Woman, they're standing John. Right behind us.
Yeah, it's like, oh, God, do they know we're
stick a microphone in them? Their face, make them say hi.
Yeah, John, go ahead. Go.
Okay, so I'm about to approach
poke
the two most powerful people in the world.
Hey guys.
Hi. Say hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
Yeah,
how you
going? Podcast.
Hey, podcast people. How are we doing today?
Okay, you're talking Superman.
This is podcast universe.
This is Megan.
Megan, yeah, Wonder Woman.
Megan, Wonder Woman.
So give an introduction, some shameless self-promotion.
You go for it.
Head first.
Ladies first.
My name is Megan Marie. I am a cosplayer and a huge Wonder Woman fan, and I'm super excited to be a part of Project Lex. Yay!
You're
so
fangirling about your other Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Oh,
talking
you.
About it.
See, that's exactly what I said she was going to say.
She's so humble
modest.
About it, but
she's
you've
so nice.
We've shared at
okay,
least
so
we've shared at least two or three galleries.
Tell
yeah.
people where they can find you.
Oh, gosh. My public Facebook page. Just search Megan Marie, because the URL is facebook.com/Merg Burglar, which is a stupid nickname.
Merg Burglar.
And I never meant to. I was like, let me see if Merg Burglar is free. And then I was like, yeah, it is, but I'm not going to take it. And I said no, and then it turned it to my URL. So, anyway, long story. But, yeah, just search Megan Marie.
I like that.
I burgle all the Mergs, the Bergs. We don't even know what it means. Someone just totally biffed saying my name one day, and they said, like, Merg Burglar, and it stuck. So, yeah. So that's Facebook, like Twitter, it's just Megan Marie and all that. So, yeah. Superman?
Okay. It's Joshua Boltinghouse, Superman here, actor. And you can find me, my fan page, on Facebook at
Superbolt.
Superbolt.
Yeah, B-O-U-L-T.
B-O-U-L-T, just like my last name. And I'm not up on the Twitter or any of that yet, but when I do, I'll let you know.
There you go. Perfect. Yay. Well, thank you. And thank we were just admiring y'all's that y'all's my Southern's coming out.
y'all is perfectly y'all is Kryptonian.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. There you go. We were admiring the photos. Adam was just showing us some of the shots that he had with y'all.
Oh, thank you.
Wait,
your
special Lois Lane.
And your Lois Lane, too. Yeah. Have you seen those yet, Megan? Yes, the Lois Lane? All right. All right. And Lex now, too, is getting some.
He's getting his
he's getting ready there.
Well,
so.
I mean, if I may say, the only reason why those pictures look good is because I was working with the talented Megan right
here.
Oh,
there
you
go.
So, I mean, that's 80% of it right there.
Superman, I think we found your kryptonite.
Yes. Pretty girls. Kryptonite.
That's just inappropriate. Right
can we?
I'm glad this is a
we're not, yeah.
You guys
there's
don't need
no,
to know what's happening right
no
now.
Video
I'm
then.
Not going to explain that. No.
Nope. Leave
I
it,
think that's
leave
Adam,
it
don't
to Adam
that.
J. Leave it to Adam J. What's wrong? He's like, what's
he's
wrong?
He's being extremely inappropriate.
He's been up for like 27
People have been kicked out of theaters for less than that.
Yeah. We're not going to tell you. We're going to let you guys guess at what he was up to.
Yeah, that'll be the mystery. So when people are interviewed after this, if they listen to the podcast, they'll be like, what? So what was Adam doing?
I'm sorry.
Cyborg is giggling in the
no,
background.
No, I was like, yeah, yeah, that was funny.
So
when we're done with the podcast, we can talk about that.
Okay, about that. That's
yes.
So, and Megan, we haven't heard from you yet on some of what's it been like this weekend? What's the high points of the weekend, the experience?
I think meeting all these talented people. The funny thing is that some people were introduced by their first names, but not like their workshop or studio names. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. And then I'm scrolling through my Instagram feed because I follow a lot of really talented prop makers. So I'm like, wait, this person is here? That's the Project Lex stage. And then I just like, I put two and two together. But it's really cool to like meet so many talented people that are all collaborating and working towards a single goal. You know, I tend to do like a lot of group cosplays because it's a lot of fun, you know, like hang out with people at conventions, but I've never been a part of something this magnitude. Mm-hmm. So it's really overwhelming and awesome to see all that talent in one place.
It is exciting. And Josh, we talked a little bit about it yesterday,
yeah.
But now that you've had a whole day and everything, some of the high points of the weekend,
it just keeps getting better. Honestly, there's been no low points, meeting, new friends, working with professionals, and I mean, this is my first official cosplay shoot, and I'm having a blast. Everyone's been kind and just very giving and generous, and I can't say enough good things about everybody here.
Yeah, I'd say by the end of the day yesterday, and it's carried into today. We mentioned earlier too that there's just so many cameras going off, some candid behind the scenes shots because everybody's just hanging out with everybody. Hey, let me get a picture with you, hanging out and stuff. So yeah.
Yes. I love that. Do you mind if I get a picture with you? no, not at all. Why would I mind?
I love the candids. Like I was drinking coffee this morning. Now we got like Wonder Woman drinking her morning Joe and stuff like that. So it's fun just seeing superheroes doing everyday things. It's kind of a fun part of the shoot.
There's his next photo shoot idea right there.
Yeah,
superheroes
exactly.
Doing
Wonder Woman
at
like the grocery store, Superman filling up a gas tank. Come on.
There you go.
That's a good idea.
Awesome.
I had an idea a long time ago, little clips put on YouTube, Superman waking up, you know, how he starts his day. You see him cracking an egg on the stove and the skillet, and that's it.
That's
real short and funny. He's like,
I was expecting like laser vision frying the eggs.
Does and then that's it, yeah.
Does he sleep in Superman pajamas? Or Batman pajamas?
You know,
we should do that. Batman, you know what would even be funnier, but it probably would not work well with the character, I mean the integrity of the character, would Superman be wearing Wonder Woman pajamas? Yes. Or Flash pajamas?
I'll tell you guys, though, I do have a pair of Superman pajamas that has a cape attached to it, and sleeping in a cape is really dangerous. It almost choked me like 4 times. I woke up and it was like trying to strangle me, so eventually I had to take the cape off.
Yeah, I learned that when I was about 5.
I didn't wear capes until I was like 26. Cut me some slack. So, I was a late bloomer, I guess.
I guess we all learn at different ages not to sleep with a cape.
I was running around with gun holsters when I was younger, but like the superheroes came a little later.
So, Wonder Woman's obviously your favorite to cosplay. Who else do you enjoy dressing
up? Well, yeah, Wonder Woman and Lara Croft are my two favorites. Okay. So they were kind of and it makes sense because they were the ladies that were out in the forefront of the gaming universe and the comic universe. So they were the two that I identified with very early on.
Well,
so
tell me your accomplishment now with Lara Croft.
So I've been a Tomb Raider fan since I was a really, 12 years old when the games came out in 96, and it was kind of my goal to always work in the game industry. I went to college and got a job at Game Informer magazine after kind of tailoring my career towards that, and then I wrote the cover story for the new Tomb Raider game, the reboot that came out last year, and after writing the cover story, they offered me a job, so now I work on the Tomb Raider franchise.
That's really cool.
It's kind of a dream come true for someone who, grew up wanting to be Lara Croft. Now I get to help influence her future. So, cool.
In a way, you feel like Superman getting up every morning because you get to go do exactly what you want to do.
Well, it's one of those things that, like I say, Game Informer was my dream job. It's where I wanted to work, and this is the job I never even dreamed of. I was like, who knew that I'd have a chance to do that? So
both sound awesome. So.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
We got some candid photos going right now, actually. There you go. A lot of flashes.
I think we're used to, when you do cosplay and stuff, you get used to, just not seeing things or seeing
because all the flashing
sparkles
lights
all the
stuff.
Time. So.
So the group shot was really cool, but have y'all done, I know y'all did the shots together, of course.
Yeah.
Any other shots, I don't know if Adam talked about, or that y'all want to do with some of the other characters here? That would
I
just
think we
be
need Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman.
Yeah.
The Trinity.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Sure.
I think
Trinity in the lift.
Yes,
you need the
that.
Trinity in a lift because, there's one of them who can't fly.
That would be great.
There we go.
I want those. I think we should get some ones with, Flash running around.
Superman Bias. Lex, definitely.
Yeah.
You need to be, grabbing the spear out of his hand. We were hoping when you were posing over there that he would punch through the back of the wall or something, maybe.
That would be pretty cool.
Although Cyanide Kisses here was like, please don't. We painted that wall. It took a long time. So.
Don't do it.
And that's another thing too that we've been talking about frequently is all these awesome costumes, and then they had to be battle damaged, and it was
I love that though. I think it's so much more. That's one of the mistakes I feel like I made early on in cosplay is that I was too attached to my costumes, and so I didn't want to damage them and make them look realistic. And so Mad Moxie is a character from Borderlands, and that's a post-apocalyptic world. Nothing in that world is clean. And I wore that costume, and it was so pristine and so beautiful. And everybody was like, she looks like she just came out of the laundromat, so that was something that I learned, that battle damage and wear and tear actually, I feel like, makes the costumes look so much more authentic. So I love it. And it's great if you mess something up. You're just like, I'm going to put a little blood on that.
That's understandable.
I'm going to make this look like a bullet wound.
You put so much time and effort in, costumes aren't uniforms aren't cheap.
Yeah.
But have you ever noticed that in those post-apocalyptic movies, the cheesy ones that everyone has perfect teeth and
perfect clothes.
Yeah, and their skin still looks good.
They've been able to shave every morning.
The only movie I saw recently was The Road with Viggo Mortensen.
Oh, depressing.
It was. It was good, though. Yes. It was good.
Yeah, the book even more so. Depressing.
But yeah, most of the time people look too perfect.
Yeah.
Which I think is
Terminator Salvation. Really? You're that buff. There's no food around. Teeth are perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and that's something Adam mentioned too, that he liked that because the whole shoot has this gritty feel. So he's like, as you have everybody up on stage and stuff's getting broken and the styrofoam's getting, it's perfect because it doesn't matter. That's what the set's supposed to look like.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the other shots I want to do. I want to have throwing a concrete block at someone. I haven't even gotten any pictures with Allie yet. We need to face off. I want to throw a concrete block at her and her ever stopping it with her mind or powers or whatever.
Yeah.
We're just going to go do that even without a camera around.
just going to fight on stage.
We're just going to start throwing stuff at each other.
We got video up there now, too, so we can get some video of you throwing the big blocks in slow-mo. We got the director right behind you, so giving him a little tease there. Perfect. So we've plugged the pages. Anything else y'all want to say about this weekend? Or
thank you for coming out here. Well, it's a lot of fun to do behind the scenes stuff and kind of show the amount that goes into a production this size.
Well,
so
I'm gonna blush now, but no, great. We've had a blast. We've loved being a part of it and being a part of some of Adam's projects. So excited to see what comes of it. And I know everybody was just aching to see what's going on.
Yeah.
And he's been so busy.
Well, that's when a project is crowdfunded like this, you know, people feel a part of the process. And so it's really great to have outlets for them to tune in and hear behind the scenes and see things as they're going on. So
which have you already...
Jesse's been talking.
If it wasn't for
over.
Jesse, none of this would have happened. He was our biggest contributor here.
Yeah. So a number of people out there. But yeah, Jesse, so part of the perks there too. Stepping out here for sure. So it looks like, too, we can keep talking. I'm going for an hour here today. But if you want to, I was going to say.
Video?
We could let Bing jump in here and talk a little bit about what he's doing with video as well.
Yeah. Sure. Yes.
No, he doesn't want to talk. Okay. He just wants to get the video done.
Tell us about the video.
All right, Bing. So Bing Bailey here, director extraordinaire. Getting some video set up, so tell us a little about what's going on.
We're gonna shoot some cutscene style stuff, trailer style stuff, using the Red One camera, and we're gonna have a lot of fun, and we're gonna do some cool stuff, some slow-mo, some ramping, some fast speed stuff for the Flash, some slow stuff for Batman, and cut that together and hopefully create something cool.
Awesome. So we already got Kyle with Green Arrow was up there.
Kyle was just up there. I was doing some stuff with the Flash.
So we saw some movement with Steven.
And hopefully get some stuff with Fracture and the big guy, Superman.
Superman, yeah.
We're Batman just as well.
Talking to him. Well, that's saying we need to get the Trinity up there together, too. So Superman, Wonder
Absolutely.
Woman, and Batman.
And Wonder Woman. We want some iconic Wonder Woman stuff.
There we go. You got to stab the sword into the blocks. Wonder Woman, she was
stab
doing it yesterday.
Sword in the stone?
Yeah.
Those blocks are in terrible condition now. Everyone's falling over them.
They're getting beat up pretty bad.
Flash is actually ready for you now, Bing.
So what's been your experience as an observer yesterday and now interacting with everything?
How friendly everybody is. Mm. How everybody's into it and everybody's doing their best work and everybody's having a good time and everybody wants to be here, which is a good thing.
That's a great perspective, you too, because everybody else has been, like you said, doing stuff yesterday. So when we ask them that, there's not the... how much they're putting, I guess there's been a few comments, but that's a great, like you said, from this kind of behind the scenes perspective and doing these other things to support the project, seeing how every single person is putting every effort they have into it to make it perfect. That's a great call out because they've done some amazing jobs, not only getting the costumes ready, but in the poses, the attitude they're portraying, the everything about it. It's been incredible the whole weekend for sure.
Good group. Good bunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Having fun.
That's for sure.
And
it's been
some amazing shots.
Been exciting, too. So, let's see here. We got the setup. I'm trying to think of something else with it, but we talked a little bit about that. Also listening to... By the way, I do want to point out, since we are on an hour-long podcast and we've heard some interesting music in the background, that is Adam J's Top 40 playlist. So
Top 40 England.
We're not... Project Nerd Project Nerd claims no...
responsibility
in the music that's playing in the
music.
Background.
It's like playing with the boys. It's like we need all the Justice League doing a volleyball thing or
yeah. although we did have yesterday and already today we've had Top Gun soundtrack going for a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, you did.
Jesse, you a big fan of Top Gun? Sometimes everybody loves Top
it's
Gun.
Like, as soon as Danger Zone started, everyone started breaking into dance. It's a wee bit funny.
Danger Zone.
And I have to say, in like the 2 days that I've been here, Bing has given out to us something shocking. Because
lies,
yes,
all lies.
Because he's from Dublin.
You despise me.
But
don't you?
Yeah, so he's giving out to me for his accent and his words
we
coming
back.
We don't
talk like that, right?
No, we don't. But yeah, he's started cursing and stuff again, and he's blaming me.
You know, we've gone international this weekend, so. That's all right. And I know already, well, Adam was on the podcast for a little bit, so we've already had to change it to explicit anyways this weekend. So
yeah.
The Irish can go crazy, I guess, huh?
Oh, we always do.
Adam's back.
Yes. Sorry.
He's like stealing
people
on
us. Go ahead. Do it. We'll get some behind the scenes discussion here of what y'all are. I was just going
to. Yeah, we're trying to hear what you're saying.
Okay, Bing.
Yes.
Hi.
I love you too.
He's passing the microphone back and forth.
Megan's got to hit the road soon. So if you can do her on the stage
yep.
and video it
Absolutely.
While you're doing her. If you can do that, that'd be
awesome.
See,
I said we have to change it to explicit when Adam is on the podcast.
Seriously, I mean, British way of saying things, American, you twisted up so much. It's unbelievable.
You do this for me? Yeah, I'm just downloading the card.
So if we do her next, then I can do Ali and her fight scene stuff, stills for me.
Yep.
But any video stuff, because then they can like...
Vamos.
Vamos. Yep. Thank you.
Perfect. Excellent. Awesome. So
Adam J signing out. Oh, yeah. No, Iggy. Yeah, no.
I was going to just say, this is a great... We got some great insight.
Can I just say, your wife, gorgeous.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
You can
absolutely
say.
Absolutely gorgeous.
You can say. We'll talk about this for the next 10 minutes. I'm fine with that.
You're so
talking
lucky.
About what?
Talking about how hot my wife is.
Sorry, I thought you said, let's have a hot tub with your wife.
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm so confused. Okay.
So, before we got off topic.
I can hardly walk.
I'm sorry, guys.
I can hardly work.
British guy out.
So, anyways, it was some great insight for the fans listening for a little behind the scenes of what's going on there. So, perfect. Well, I think we're pretty close on time, so... Let's have, what is it, was it Mr. Rogers' like last moment? What does he do?
His final thoughts. And
yeah,
stuff.
his final thought. Children. Or is it Jerry Springer too with his final
moral
thoughts?
Moral of the story. What's our moral of the story? Never
listen
to a British man. You'll turn everything dirty.
Okay, that's a good moral.
British men are perverts.
There you go.
Adam is anyway.
And the Irish curse a lot, right?
Yes.
So, or on a more happy note, we could say the moral is... Let the superheroes inspire you, I guess, or something. I don't know. That was kind of cheesy. That was pretty lame.
The thing is, like, everyone wants to be a superhero when they're a kid.
So
it's
just
like,
do it.
Look at these guys now.
Follow
they're actual superheroes.
Your
yeah.
Passion.
And villains.
There you go. That's a great one. Yes. Follow your passion. Because there's not everybody's dressed up as superhero. We talked about the people putting together this, you know, making props, video, Adam doing the photo. So follow your passion. That's
the
fantastic.
The one thing I would say is I get so much stuff. Every day of people being like, you know, oh, this person shouldn't do this, or this person. It's like, never, ever let anyone tell you who you can and cannot dress as.
That's it.
If it makes you happy, do it. It's your hobby, not theirs.
That's it. And I think we have a big group here who has said that multiple times,
yes.
too. They all believe it, so that makes it even that much more exciting, because
yes.
There's no reason for anybody to judge you for the cosplay you're doing, because some people have a big budget, some people have a small budget.
Interpretation, not theirs.
Exactly.
Does it make them happy? Look elsewhere.
Just don't dress up as Jimmy Savile.
Don't dress up as Jimmy Savile.
That's bad.
That's bad.
That
or Ralph Harris.
Yes, you might get hurt for that one.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe.
So we're going to sign out for another special edition Nerdcast coming live. Or I guess we're not live. I'm sorry. I forgot the cords. I have to mention it in both episodes. We're coming at you pre-recorded from behind the scenes at Project Lex.
It'll be up tonight. It's fine.
Yeah. We'll get it up soon. That's what she said. Comment came in, I guess.
I was trying not to say it. I really was.
Goodbye from sunny LA.
There you go.
Yeah,
awesome.
It's really
all
nice
right.
Here.
Well, thanks for listening to us. And keep an eye on, of course, all of these amazing cosplayer sites, Superhero Photography by Adam J., ours for more coverage all week long. Probably there's so much coming out this weekend. You probably need to look around more than just
yeah.
a week.
You'll find everyone's on Adam's page anyway.
There you go.
Everyone.
Awesome. Well, thank you all for listening. We'll catch you next week with another great episode of Nerdcast.